basically didn't really have people over to the house until a couple of weeks ago. And that was pretty freaky. The first time we had people over, I was, you know, we were absolutely thrilled. These are really good friends and we couldn't wait to see them. And then they come over and, you know, you can't hug them. And you're like talking through a mask and you can't see their face. And I found it very jarring. And then, you know, we had everybody agreed on certain ground rules with the social distancing and that, you know, people weren't going to touch communal plates and people were going to wear masks and gloves. You know, you're with people and you're not used to being with people. And these are people you really care about. So we got kind of sloppy. And then afterwards we were like, are we going to get sick? You know, like we have to improve it. But then what happens is, as you get used to it, you kind of evaluate what you did last time, and then you revisit what went wrong and what went right. And we've had people over since, and it's actually been very relaxed. And I think the key is you have to communicate with people, make really clear what your limitations are. They make clear to you that what their discomfort is, and then you come up with a plan. And everybody respects each other's ground rules, as it were.
I wonder if there are people who you decided not to meet because you just couldn't agree on how to interact with them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And what we also realized is that, we have to be really careful with booze because if you had, if you have a little bit too many drinks, you really start to forget. No, I know it sounds very superficial, but it's really,
you can't forget the rules.
Yeah, you get a little bit too relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is.
But over time, it becomes a lot easier. You've spoken to psychologists and trauma specialists to write about lockdown transition. I wonder what you learned from those conversations.
They said take it really slow. Don't just jump into the hustle and bustle. Start with maybe a socially distanced walk with a friend who you really trust. Maybe do that a couple times, then graduate to only having two people over at a time and make sure those two people have been in the same lockdown pod so that they've been in the same place. Don't invite people who've lived in different households. The other thing they recommended was just accept the fact you can't control everything. You're doing everything right and then some idiot bumps into you and, coughs in your face. You've done the best you can and accept that you can only do what's within your control. Because if you start getting anxious about every small transgression and getting angry at people, you can't resolve other people's behavior. So just accept that there is some measure of risk, that you yourself are doing everything within your control and let go on some level.
Now, I'm just going to switch to the protests and the demonstrations that have been happening in the United States. And I've seen that you've been tweeting advice on how to stay safe in demonstrations, especially during these COVID times. What's your main message in those tweets?
Stay on the periphery. If you stay on the periphery, you're less likely to be subjected to police brutality. You have an exit route. You can get away. You can also maintain some measure of social distance when you're on the edge because you can move away. But if you get caught in the middle of the throng, you're basically trapped.
Yeah.
So you have more control over your own safety and protection if you stay on the edge. And think about an escape route always. Think about how you're going to extract yourself from the situation. The other two main things I would recommend is don't be in the middle between the protesters and the police, because that's obviously a very vulnerable place to be. You're in the line of fire of both of them. And the third thing that I really, really stress is that bring extra masks with you, because if there is tear gas or people are coughing around you, your mask may get contaminated. So, bring extras. And if you're a photographer, you're taking pictures with your phone, don't forget to bring purifier to sanitize it in case, it comes into contact with other people. But I would say bring at least five extra masks if you have them.